What I'd like to do is have fun with the field. And so I invite you to close your eyes and send out a bubble of request into the field. And we are asking in this bubble for the field to bring us a gift in this next coming week. And it could be a gift of someone buying you a cup of coffee. It could be the gift of the most beautiful smile you receive from a stranger. We're simply asking the field in this next coming week to send us a gift, one that we will know, see, and recognize and remember, aha, we asked for this gift and now we've received it. And so with that fun little experiment that we've already set in motion, let us now receive the gift of Kryon's message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This entire lesson so far, the entire program so far, has all been about something that many people don't understand at all. This idea of the field. This is one of the missing perceptions, I would say to you. A paradigm that people don't actually believe in, that exists and has always existed. It has a name, but so many of you watching this now who call yourselves healers and intuitives, this is what it is. You know it. So often the healer will go in front of a person and get the intuition. In Lemuria, this was called sensing the codes. The codes simply were an intuitive idea that that person had, represented in Lemuria because there was no written language there. There were codes instead. You might say a code is like the kanji, the language, perhaps, of some of the Asians that will have this, and it's a conceptual language. One symbol means many things. It's like that. And that's what they had in Lemuria. So don't confuse this with something you have to know about codes. You have it already. It's the thought group of the group, or a thought group of an individual that is before you. Walked into a room, have you, where somebody was arguing? Did you feel the codes? That was the intuitive code that was being transmitted to you, to the room, to whatever that was hanging in the air when you walked in. So many of you know this. You felt it. Now reverse this. Have you felt the code of love around certain people, perhaps, or situations? When you go into a meeting where many people are praying for others, or there's something compassionate happening, and you're celebrating. It's thick. You know it is. It goes right to your heart, and you feel it instantly. This is similar to all the overlapping circles that the Star Mother was drawing around these young teenagers to show them a principle. You're all connected. There are so many perceptions that you are now starting to understand and learn more about. It's the reason that I have asked for this class to be taught, so that it will have reasons and perceptions that you can now identify, understand, expect, and use. I'll give you one now. Here is something unexpected that again calls upon the linearity of the human being. The linearity gets in trouble with you, with everything around it, because this is your reality, a linear reality. You go from A to B, and then from B to A. The idea you could be in B and A at the same time is not in your, I would say, ideas or reality or thoughts or belief. But actually, here's what I'll tell you. When you think about B, you're already there. Then you take your body there. Dear ones, there's something in your society in the healing, I would say, department that I want to clear up. There are so many of you who have gone through amazing, miraculous healings. And these healings, sometimes books are written about. These healings often deal with one of the most pervasive and awful things happening to your culture, cancer. But when you receive that healing and you see that the remission is there, you're always told, well, you better check it. You better check it because you know it comes back, don't you? What kind of a healing is that? Is that a healing or is it a temporary healing or is it a semi-healing? I'd like to tell you something. Your society affects your subconscious. You may have a complete healing, but your society tells you it isn't. And that is then absorbed by your subconscious. It tells you it isn't. Therefore, you got to be watchful because it's coming back. Now, you can do all the tests you want to, and I'm not here telling you not to. But I'm telling you this. What do you expect? A healing can be absolute. And the disease knows it can't revisit you again. It can't because you told it to go away. Or because there was that magic that you might call it of spontaneous remission, or a healer helped you. Or perhaps there was chemistry and a healer, whatever scenario, and you got rid of it. Here is the paradigm shift. Get to a place where you know it's not coming back. Do you understand this? This is a shift of ideas. It's a rewriting and reframing of the subconscious that always tells you, well, yeah, but that's just for now. And it'll come later. You know it's coming back, don't you? Well, what if it isn't? This is a rewrite of a linearity. The way you learned it, the way medicine works, has nothing to do with the magic of a real healing that you deserve, that you got, or you may get. You hearing me? Some of you are sitting here wishing you had this healing. What if I told you? It's in the field. Claim it. Go there. Do it. It's for you, dear ones. It's for all of you. The field is like that. You can sense things before they happen. Even the outcomes of certain things you're not certain of or aware of. And here's why. Because the potential of the outcome is already realized in some way and being celebrated. Now, that's not telling the future. That's just tuning in to the highest potential that is there. Imagine something beautiful happens. You're hoping it will. Please, God, let this happen. You're hoping it will. Something beautiful happens. And the potential is so great for that beauty to happen that it's already being celebrated in that which is the potential. And you pick it up in the field, and that actually enhances what's going to happen. It's like a circle of potential reality being realized. I just gave you multidimensional talk. Was it confusing? Perceptions, paradigms, get out of linearity and start to expect wonderful things that others tell you, that can't happen. And then you know you're thinking it correctly. When enough people object to what you say may happen or what's going to happen to you, when they start objecting a lot, you know you're on the right track because they are linear. And you've just put one foot in a multidimensional paradigm. You might want to listen to this channel again. There's lots of concepts, a lot of sentences that string together that you don't expect in that way. Here's the bottom line. All of you are involved in the shift. A beautiful change in perspective and paradigm. That's why you're here, watching this particular show, this particular Circle of 12 event. I am Kryon, in love with you all. And and so it is.